A panicked father called the Ritz-Carlton. His son had left behind Joshy, a beloved stuffed giraffe, and the boy was inconsolable. What happened next wasn't just good customer service, it was magic. The staff didn't simply mail the toy back, they created an elaborate photo album showing Joshy's extended stay, lounging poolside, getting a spa treatment with cucumber slices over his eyes, even driving a golf cart around the property. This delightful surprise reveals something profound. The moments we remember most aren't always the ones that happen to us by chance. They can be deliberately created. And once you understand how they work, you'll start seeing missed opportunities everywhere, from bland college acceptance letters to forgettable first days at new jobs. The architecture of memory isn't random. It follows patterns we can learn and use. Think about your last vacation. You probably don't recall every meal or every hour. Instead, your mind holds on to peaks, the breathtaking sunset, the terrible argument, the surprise encounter, and the ending. Psychologists call this the peak-end rule, and it explains why the Magic Castle Hotel in Los Angeles earns rave reviews despite being objectively modest. What it lacks in luxury, it makes up for in carefully crafted peaks. A popsicle hotline that delivers frozen treats on silver trays, complimentary snacks, magic shows, and laundry wrapped with lavender. These moments elevate the entire experience. We also experience duration neglect, forgetting how long things actually lasted. A painful medical procedure that ends on a better note feels less awful in memory than one that ends badly, even if it lasted longer. This isn't a bug in how our brains work. It's a feature we can harness. Defining moments are short experiences that are both memorable and meaningful, built from four elements. Elevation, rising above the everyday. Insight, suddenly understanding ourselves or the world differently. Pride, capturing us at our best. And connection, sharing meaningful experiences with others. Most of us leave these moments to chance. What if we didn't?
Organizations waste crucial transitions when people are most receptive to lasting impressions. Typical first days bring paperwork and confusion. John Deere's Asian offices transformed this. New hires receive personal emails, greetings from designated friends, six-foot welcome banners, CEO videos, steel replicas of John Deere's original plow, and team lunches. The result? I belong here. This work matters. The program became so beloved, veterans joked about quitting to rejoin. Life transitions demand definition. Without meaningful markers, they become formless and anxiety-inducing. A widow couldn't remove her wedding ring 6 years after her husband's death until creating a ceremony affirming her fulfilled vows. That landmark granted permission to move forward. We instinctively seek temporal markers. New Year's resolutions work because they create mental separation between old me and new me. Gym attendance spikes at beginnings of weeks, months, semesters. Smart companies surface invisible milestones. Fitbit celebrates 4,000 lifetime flights climbed. Pocket honors 1 million words read. These cost almost nothing but create powerful pride moments. At Hillsdale High School, sophomores put William Golding on trial for libel. After studying Lord of the Flies, they spend 2 months preparing arguments before performing in an actual courtroom. Students wear suits, work extra hours without asking about points, and cross-examine Gandhi on the witness stand. The trial has been mentioned in every graduation speech for 29 years. Two teachers created it in 1989 by asking, "What if we could design an academic experience as memorable as prom?" Most leaders spend 80% of resources eliminating negatives rather than creating peaks, yet elevating positive customers generates 9 times more revenue than fixing complaints. When Joshy the giraffe was left behind, breaking the expected script with photos of his vacation created an unforgettable story. Most important life events cluster between ages 15 and 30, the reminiscence bump packed with firsts. Novelty changes how we perceive time. Our brains take detailed notes of new experiences, but gloss over repetitive ones. This explains why time accelerates as we age. Small novelties work. Try different routes, order unfamiliar dishes, learn foreign skills. We feel most comfortable when things are certain, but we feel most alive when they're not. The goal isn't constant disruption, but occasional, meaningful breaks that say, "We see you. You matter." In Bangladesh, Dr. Kamal Kaur discovered building latrines didn't stop open defecation. The problem was behavior, not infrastructure. His solution? Facilitators lead villagers through defecation areas, mapping locations with yellow chalk, then demonstrate how flies transfer fecal matter to food. The visceral realization they've been eating each other's excrement triggers immediate change. Open defecation rates plummeted from 34% to 1%. This works because people trip over the truth, a sudden realization they can't ignore. Scott Guthrie used this at Microsoft when executives complained Azure was too hard to use. Instead of arguing, he made them build an app themselves. The humiliating experience immediately showed them what customers faced. Michael Palmer's Course Design Institute demonstrates this perfectly. He asks professors to identify their deepest student goals, then compare those to their actual syllabi. The shocking disconnect transforms their teaching. All 295 participants from 2008 to 2015 rated it highly, with one calling it life-altering. The key? Dramatize the problem rather than pitch solutions. Once people truly grasp the problem, they naturally seek answers. When psychiatric resident Michael Dineen lost a patient to suicide in 1984, he expected punishment. Instead, his training director, Richard Ridenour, handed him clean scrubs and said, "Okay, let's get back to work," staying with him throughout the night. 30 years later, Dineen calls it a defining moment. It taught him he could endure. Great mentorship follows a formula: high standards plus assurance. When teachers attached notes to student essays saying, "I'm giving you these comments because I have very high expectations and I know you can reach them," students were twice as likely to revise their work. The message transforms criticism into encouragement. Recognition amplifies impact. Research spanning 46 years shows full appreciation of work done ranks among the top two employee motivators. Yet 80% of supervisors claim they frequently express appreciation, while less than 20% of employees report receiving it. Keith Reisinger at Eli Lilly gave thoughtful symbolic gifts: Bose headphones for a rep who learned to listen better. Donors Choose scaled recognition by having students write thank you letters to donors, creating powerful moments for both. In 2001, Sharp Healthcare CEO challenged 12,000 employees to become the best workplace and care provider. The response was extraordinary. 1,600 people volunteered for action teams. Within 5 years, patient satisfaction scores soared from the teens to the 90s, earning Sharp the Malcolm Baldrige National Quality Award. While individual pride stems from personal distinction, group-defining moments arise from shared meaning. Sharp's leaders used synchronization, physical presence conveying, "We're in this together." Researcher Robert Provine found laughter is 30 times more common in social settings, showing why defining moments need in-person connection. Stanton Elementary in Washington, D.C. demonstrated this through home visits. Teachers spent 1 hour asking parents about their hopes and dreams. No paperwork, just listening. Parent-teacher conference attendance jumped from 12% to 73%, truancy dropped from 28% to 11%, and suspensions fell from 321 to 24. Social psychologist Harry Rice explains why. Relationships strengthen when partners feel understood, validated, and cared for. That single hour of responsiveness rippled throughout the entire year. Julie Kasten overheard a polished executive enthusiastically discussing work she found boring. In that instant, she realized, if that's what success in this role sounds like, I don't want it. Within months, she enrolled in graduate school to become a career counselor. When this story was shared, over 400 people responded with similar tales. Suresh Mistry realizing his banking career meant decades reviewing overdraft reports. Warren and Betsy Talbot confronted with mortality, setting a date to travel the world. Nancy Shaofele, facing her husband's cancer diagnosis, overcoming her fears to register for college. These weren't sudden epiphanies. They were stories of action, people seizing moments rather than waiting for them. We can become so focused on eliminating problems that we forget to create peaks. The principles are clear. Stretch yourself into new experiences, create peaks that rise above the everyday, practice courage when crystallizing moments arrive, value connection over convenience, and break scripts to make life feel alive again. The power of moments isn't about waiting for extraordinary experiences. It's about recognizing that we can be their authors, transforming ordinary experiences into extraordinary ones for ourselves and everyone around us.